It's good to be with you today. If you're new with us, this is not normal. Our service today is a little different. And, you know, we've said that in the past so often that I feel like it was, you know, that's just normal. But today we're going to sing a couple songs. We got a couple of announcements. We will not have City Kids after the songs like we normally do. We use great children's programming. What we're going to do, instead of a sermon, instead of City Kids, is after another song and a few announcements, we're going to go and prepare some bags for blessing boxes all over the city. I'll talk about that just in a second. Before we do, our first community announcement is coming from our friend Chad, who is our new small group coordinator and has agreed to serve in this role to help us think through how we can create spaces for people to grow. So, Chad, if you want to come on up. And Chad agreed to be a volunteer to help us think. Oh, yeah, thank Chad for coming. Yeah. And he's going to share a little bit about what we hope to see moving into the fall.
Hi, Chad. Good to see you all this morning. I over-prepare, so I actually have a five-minute spiel that I wrote out. So bear with me. I'm just here to let you know that we are looking to put some fresh energy behind our small group efforts here at City View. The fact is, we need each other. In the best of times, life is better when you live it with others. Right now, it kind of feels like the world is falling apart. We need each other more now more than ever. One of the primary things Jesus asked us to do, is to love one another. The thing about love is it doesn't just happen. It takes inputs to make that occur. You need an other to love. You need people. You need some time with that other. And you need a context for those things to happen. That's how love happens. And we're hoping that small groups will become a way that you here, the body of City View Church, will be able to connect and eventually love one another even more than you already do. For anyone unfamiliar, small groups are a way for people in our community to meet, socialize, and grow together. It usually takes the form of people meeting together on a regular basis outside of the Sunday service. And there's no real specific form that small groups take on. There's a very traditional small group where people get together a couple times a month to study the Bible or conduct service projects or to fellowship together. And that's a fantastic thing. But I've also seen small groups that are a little bit weirder. I've seen a small group where four or five people got together a couple times a month to knit together. They would sit in their chairs, they would knit away, they would sip their tea, and they would talk about their lives. It was just lovely. I've also seen a small group that was started as a Dungeons and Dragons campaign. It lasted for several years. They got to level 13. It was very fun. And several really tight relationships came out of that. Even seen a gardening group as a small group. This group would plan, they would plant, they would tend, and then they would harvest vegetables. And at the end of it, they threw like a bounty feast for the whole church to come in and take part of what they had grown. It was a very popular group among the church, I gotta say. All that to say, there's no set formula for what a small group is. Here at City Group, we already have four or five groups that are up and running already. You can find out more information about the current groups on our City View website. For example, Delaney, hi Delaney, is running a group called Midweek that meets every other Wednesday. The launch again here in the fall. But it's a great way to kind of walk through a book with some people, have some very robust conversation about both theology and the practical implications of what our theology means. It's kind of fantastic. Christy also is running a group for moms in the church. Now, I don't have kids, so I don't really qualify as a demographic for her, so I have not been to the group, but I've heard some great things about the friendships coming out of that. So if you're interested in small groups, a great place to start is the small groups we already have up and running. That brings us to the new efforts that we're looking at. Come this fall, we're hoping to start some new groups. And to make some informed decisions, we need some information from y'all. So I'm gonna Vanna White this, but we have a QR code up here. If you click on this QR code, that will take you to a survey. If you would be so kind as to fill that out, that will inform us about what kind of small groups, what kind of connections you would like to make here in the church. And once we get all those data points in, we'll do our absolute best to start connecting those dots to provide ways for the body of Christ here at City View to connect to one another. And then lastly, I want to extend an open invitation. We will be having an open meeting, a focus group meeting regarding small groups on the 27th, 2 weeks from now, after the service. Once on the 27th, we should have some information coming back from the survey, and we'll meet here after service just to talk about what some of the options there are. So just to sum up, three quick points. One, check out the City View website if you're interested in a small group. We have some fantastic groups that are already up and running that can meet you where you are. Secondly, please do us a solid and take the small group survey. That will help us be informed about how to move forward. And then lastly, please join us in 2 weeks on the 27th after our focus group. It is open to everyone. If you're interested and curious about small groups, this is a great place to have further conversation. If you are just interested or curious, it's a great way to check it out. If you are one of those blessed people who have a heart for opening up your home and hosting a group, we would love for you to attend. And if you have an interest or a passion, or you see something that you'd like to initiate in the church, please come to this group because we would love to have that conversation with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Chad. We're so grateful for Chad serving in this role, and he's been a part of our community for over the last year or so, and still getting to know some of you, and so this is a great opportunity. We want to do the survey, we want to do the focus group to really kind of hear what people are interested in, but we do need each other, and I'm going to steal that. And the only way we can love one another is if we have an other, and so we've got to be in relationship, so thank you. I do encourage you, the link to the survey is on our This Week page, and so you can go to cityviewcolumbus.org. So go ahead and grab your phone if you're not already there. Let's do it all together. Go to cityviewcolumbus.org/thisweek or cityviewcolumbus.org and click on the link at the top of the page. It's a lot of ways to get there. That page has a variety of ways for you to respond. If you're a visitor, there's a button there that says visitor, start here. And we'd love for you to fill out the Connect card. There's also a button there that you can use to give. I'll mention that in a second. And then a couple of other ways you can respond is we are still looking for a few people willing to drive blessing box bags to blessing boxes around the city. We've got a few routes still open. Grateful for everyone who's already signed up, but that button there, right under the heading, Get Involved, says sign up for a blessing box route. You can check that out, and it'll open up a page that'll take you to a Google sheet. You can look at what's available, the addresses. I think we have some routes in the far east side of Columbus, and I think in the north side of Columbus, I'm not sure. And then underneath that, once again, is the small group survey. So you can check that. You're going to have time to do that during the next song. We're going to invite you to remain seated so you can look over this. If you're a visitor, you can fill out the Connect card, sign up for a route if you want to do that, or at least take a few moments to complete the small group survey. And also, if you consider this your church home, I do encourage you to use the option on this page to give. You can also give with the envelopes in your pews by placing them in the offering plate, or we have a drop box at both of our entrances. You can leave a Connect card, paper Connect card, or a giving envelope if you'd like to give that way, or you can give online. I was reflecting on the value of giving, and one of the phrases that I've really held on to in my life is generosity is the foundation of everything we do. And I believe that. Everything we do is all about being generous to each other, being generous to the world. I mean, today we're going to try to bless every corner of the city. And I think of generosity in this way. There's a story in the book of Acts, and Peter and one of the disciples is walking to the temple, and they run across somebody who is begging on the street. And the person begging said, "Hey, will you help me out? You know, he's asking for resources." And Peter says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you." Now, Peter goes on and heals the individual, which is great. I don't quite have that in me at this, you know, it's just not something I've experienced. But the phrase, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you, has helped me understand generosity more than anything else. We can only ever be as generous as what we have. So as a church, we can only be generous with what the resources we currently have. And you all as individuals can only be generous with the resources that you have. And so we're not asking anyone to be, you know, generous with something you don't have. You can't give what you don't have. But what you do have, we do invite you to be generous with it in whatever way God leads you. So over the next course of the song, I encourage you to go to cityviewcolumbus.org/this week. Use the QR code. Listen to the music. Fill out the small group survey. Give if you feel led. And use this time for worship. And then we'll give some instructions for our blessing box afterwards. In the beginning, God created the world, and pretty quickly after that, it kind of fell apart. And there's the story, yeah, no. And it's a good summary, and it's been falling apart ever since. But it's really this tendency for us humans to think about ourselves instead of others. And so there's this story in the Genesis where God is God's trying to like put the world back together. And the first 11 chapters of the story is God working on the problem from kind of a 10,000 foot view. I mean, you got the stories like the Tower of Babel and the flood. All of these are like, how do we fix this from a global perspective? And it's these 11 chapters is God trying to, and then none of it works because humans just keep going back to just messing things up. And I don't know if you've been alive very long, but this is my experience. And then in chapter 12, something happens. It's almost like God takes a different strategy. Instead of trying to fix the world on kind of a global, international level with these big stories, God says, I'm going to invest my time into a particular family, the family of Abraham. And through that family, I will sort of work behind the scenes to eventually change the world. And sort of, instead of trying to fix a problem up here, God's like, I'll enter into the story on a much more personal level. And so the very first example of sort of incarnational ministry is this person of Abraham. And God says, I'm going to bless you. But God doesn't just say, I'm going to bless you. God, I'm going to bless you. And through you, you'll bless the nations. Well, in a similar way, Jesus comes down and enters into our problem and gives us similar instructions where we are blessed so that we can bless others. It's probably the most beautiful part of this Sunday that we've done the last 3 years, once a year, where we pack bags and we're literally, you know how people are like, don't just give me prayers and thoughts, but like action and policy. We're not just praying for the city. We're literally sending people out with 100 different bags of goods to boxes that are literally called blessing boxes, blessing every corner of the city, because we believe that still to this day, God is working through and working to change the world for better through individuals like me and individuals like you. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming, but the little bit that we can do adds up, and it does make a difference. So